But now I ask Mr. Michael John to make any announcements concerning the program of tomorrow and Monday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I give the announcements of your section, Reverend Gentlemen, we had planned to have in your hand a more fully established timetable of church service tomorrow. We failed in that, ladies and gentlemen, for which I apologize. However, there is one that was given to me, and it concerns the Roman Catholic members, that there will be mass on Sunday at St. Paul's Church at 7:45, 9, 10:30, and 12 o'clock. Little did the Reverend Gentleman realize when he gave me that announcement that he was also giving me the hymn for a little bit of poetry, which I thought was rather succinct. Just outside of the town of Wessex in South Ireland is a graveyard. And no one can match the Irish humor when it's at its best possible. Because on a gravestone there is written, and I quote, "Say, stranger, pause as you pass by. As you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so shall you be. Prepare for death and follow me." But Irish wit added something to that. This is a true story. Someone came along with a piece of chalk and added two more lines. "To follow you, I'm not content until I know which way you went." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that we have given you a few happy moments, and there are still 2 days left to fill your cup to overflowing. Mr. Johnson had you declare a note. Now we're going to give you a certificate with your name on it before you leave tonight. Bearing that oath, we have a certificate for everyone that is here present. Now, I just have to mention one thing. The deeds had to be prepared before the final registration. And believe me, we haven't had time to do all our tasks. So, there will be a few present who are not able to have pre-registration. And if they're lacking, if they come to me outside, we will adjust that. And secondly, we wouldn't want you to go away without some other mementos of Calgary. So, we're going to give you the picture that's up this morning to add to your paper. We will give you that picture that was taken this morning. It's developed and it's ready for delivery. There's just one thing. We only have material for one per family. In registering, we try to register every person individually. So, the next half hour or so, we want you to have a social half hour. Coffee will be served here, again. And while you just have a half hour or so of chat together, we'll try to dispense this merchandise that I haven't mentioned. And one last, I just love the regiment people, and I must thank you for your forbearance with me. I try to keep on time. It would be very kind of you if you would, for the next 2 days, let me register just a little more. The buses will be ready at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the university for those who take the city tour. And again on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Now there's two exceptions here. You will not want to go on the tour tomorrow. The tour doesn't end until 6 o'clock. And that's just the time that the Catholic dining hall closes. So we can make some provision to get your own stuff. We could leave you downtown. We can do whatever is convenient for you. And with these few remarks then, Mr. Chairman, let me thank all the delegates for their splendid cooperation and their kindness. We hope that we have given you an hour or two of pleasure. Thank you.
Committee, our most sincere thanks for making this a most memorable General Assembly.